Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thanks for staying with us and spending your Sunday morning listening to the Sunday edition. I have two dashing young gentlemen in the studio with me. More important than their dashingness, though, is that they are Marines. So first and foremost, I need to say thank you both for your service. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I know in the previous segment when we were talking with Angie, I think at one point Angie might have said there are a couple of retired Marines on her board, but I understand there's no such thing as a retired Marine. Is that correct?
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's what I have heard. So that was Staff Sergeant Tony Palagallo. And he is joined, and I promise I'm not making up the name, by Sergeant Larry Bogus. Bogus, get in there and say hello.
How's it going?
Better than it is for you right now because I'm teasing you about your name.
I've had it all my life.
So you're used to it.
Absolutely.
And Tony, what kind of a name is it? No, kidding. And we're talking about Toys for Tots. Did either one of you on the break, did you Google where that little bear and the train came from? Do we know where that little logo came from?
Yes, we do. So our history for the foundation goes back to 1947. So Colonel William L. Hendricks was the founder, and he was a director of public relations for Warner Brothers Studio and concurrently was a major in the reserves for the United States Marine Corps. His wife saw that there was a need for children in the Los Angeles area that needed toys for Christmas. So she told him that she needed to get those Marines together and help get those toys to those families. So he got all of his Marines together. They decided to go get some toys and took them out to the families that were needed in Los Angeles. He happened to be friends with Walt Disney himself. So he went up to him and asked him, he's like, hey, we need a logo for our foundation because, you know, this is what we're doing, our company. And that's where the Toys for Tots train came from, was Walt Disney. So the bear that you also see, that is Gunny Bear. Gunny is a rank, gunnery sergeant. So that's his title, his official title as Gunny Bear. So that's where our logo comes from.
I love that. Thank you for doing your homework. I really appreciate that. It never occurred to me to wonder until I was talking with Angie about the event on the 7th of December, and I'm looking, thinking, he's so familiar. Where did he come from? That was a very cool story. Thank you. Larry, did you do homework too, or you just decided to let Tony take the fall for you?
He's rehearsed that multiple times, so he took it from my hands. But I honestly, this is my first year being a coordinator, and I didn't even know the starting of the logo and all that stuff. And when I read into it, I'm like, this is absolutely amazing. So that's, he took it though.
Well, thank you to both of you. Now, how long have you been in the Marines? And then how long have you participated with Toys for Tots? Tony, you want to go first?
Yeah, so I'm about to hit my 14th year in January. So I've been with the program, the Toys for Tots program, since day one. I started out as a reserve Marine because it is a reserve function. Mm-hmm. So I was the Marine standing outside the Walmart, the Toys R Us, back when Toys R Us was,
right,
you know, still here collecting toys from the community because of the image of the Marine in dress blues. About 6 years into my career, I decided I wanted to be active duty and I wanted to do this full time. So I've actually been a coordinator for the last 4 years. I started out in Pensacola, Florida, was my first campaign. I did it the year of COVID. I had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
Because I missed the conference because it was a virtual conference, but Pensacola was hit with a hurricane the day weekend of the conference.
Uh-huh.
And I had no internet, no anything to do the conference. And so I just had to take it and run with it and do what Marines do best and, you know, try to get those toys for the kids. That was my first year and haven't turned back yet.
Talk about baptism by fire. My goodness. All right. Now, Larry, other than being the daddy to a couple of little girls, what do you know about toys?
Oh, well, I'm about to learn a lot more. So, just being he asked me to join him this year as a coordinator, and this is my first year being a coordinator. And I Christmas is my favorite holiday. So when he asked me, and he took a little convincing, but I said yes. And then next year he's passing it down to me, and I could not be any more happy to be part of this and just bringing toys to the community.
Tell me how it feels. I kind of hate that question. How does it feel? But tell me what it feels like to you when you know you are going to put smiles on kids' faces that its kids might not have had a Christmas without the Toys for Tots effort. So it's got to make your heart so happy.
Absolutely. And absolutely. Oh man, how do best way to describe this? I'll pull a movie. The first Santa Claus movie, when he finally understands the meaning of Christmas.
Yes.
And that's I would say that's the closest about how I could feel. So
it is by far my best feeling I feel all year long. Like I said, I've been doing this for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I've seen the smiles on the family, the weight of relief off of their shoulders, knowing that their children are going to have a toy on Christmas morning. It's indescribable. Like the amount of smiles that you see, the tears that are on the faces, you can't describe that to anybody else until you actually are in that moment. And it's one of the reasons why I keep coming back. I keep coming back and making the program better than it was the year before. Because like Angie said, every child deserves a Christmas. And that's what our main motto is for.
You're getting me a little misty just thinking about it. Because there really is, I mean, there, as it says on the flyer for the event on the 7th, every child deserves a little Christmas. And we all get into the spirit, but I know sometimes people forget, or they say, you know what, I'm having a rough year this year. It's too hard to give to somebody. Then maybe get together with your neighborhood and say, hey, can we all pool together? Even if it's a buck a piece, 20 people, you can get a toy or two or three, depending upon where you go. And it just, parents know that there is nothing greater than to see a child smile. But parents also know, and anybody who loves children know, there's nothing more heartbreaking than seeing a child sad, devastated, upset, crying. And there may be some hard-hearted souls who are saying, well, so they just didn't get a present this Christmas. No, it's not about a present. It's about showing that people care about people they've never even met, keeping the magic of the season going, and these children will have something special to do and to open on Christmas morning. And that's what this is about, isn't it? Either one of you.
It definitely is. We can't do what we do without the help and the support from the community. The community is what drives this foundation and what we do with our campaigns. Currently, there are hundreds of boxes located across all of the Detroit metro area, donation boxes for people to go up to and just drop a toy in there. Those toys then go back to those families that are requesting those toys for their children. So again, like I said, it's a very community-based process. We can only do so much. We need the help of the support from the community as well.
And what are the ages of kids for whom we are buying gifts, Larry? Do you know the span, or have you not been in your job, in your role long enough to have the answer? I didn't want to stump you.
Nope, this one I know. Okay. I've been taking care of the warehouse.
Okay.
We go all the way up to age 13.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
So boys and girls both, from 0 to 13.
And remember, when you make a donation, this is to be an unwrapped toy. And that's so people like Tony and Larry and Angie and hundreds of others can say, all right, here's a family with this number of children. Here are the toys that are appropriate for them. That's how it works, right?
Correct.
How many, do you know how many toys come in, let's say in the Metro Detroit community, or is it a nationwide number you have? It's got to be crazy number, right? Thank goodness.
It is a massive number. I want to say it was over 250 million toys last year.
Wow.
Nationwide was brought in. It all determines, you know, what the community, you know, goes out and does. The community can actually go to the toysfortots.org website.
Perfect.
To find the locations that are close to them to drop those boxes off.
Okay.
Some areas obviously are going to have more need than others.
Mm-hmm.
But most big box restaurants, stores, they actually have boxes in there, and you can be able to find those across all the Metro Detroit area as well.
That's beautiful. Before we close, what is that website one more time, please?
It's www.toysfortots.org.
Well, it doesn't get any easier than that, does it? I want to thank you both, Staff Sergeant Tony Palagallo and Sergeant Larry Bogus. Thank you both for your service. Thank you for what you do to help give every kid a little Christmas. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for spending your Sunday morning here once again. I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.